1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 4. Amen. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 4. I'm not going to hold you long. Amen. As Henry the Eighth told his many wives, I won't keep you long. Amen. All right. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 4. And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. Verse 37. David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with thee. Verse 45. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. You help me preach tonight on the bear, the lion, and Goliath. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight. My God, we love you. You've never failed us, God. You've always been there. Lord, take your word. This is not a sermon. This is a message. Lord, and take it. God, as I've always prayed for years, meet needs when I preach. That's my objective through you, God. Meet needs when the word is preached. Give us an altar service that people can be touched and blessed. In your name we pray, amen. If you love the Lord, say amen. If you hate that rascal devil, say amen. Hallelujah. Can't go till you're hooked up to the negative and the positive on the battery. She's not going to turn over unless you got an old standard you can shove and go on. But amen, we got to have them both, don't we? Negative and positive. Amen. I wouldn't want to live one moment without Jesus Christ. I wouldn't want to live one second without the approval of the Lord. Amen. Because without Him, it's very simple. You die, you go to hell. He comes back, you go to hell. Oh my, it is a real place. I suppose every preacher has preached on David. If they preach any period of time at all. Amen. Joey Heights' second message that he ever preached when he was traveling with me was on David and Goliath. He started out back then with that dramatic way of his. He went out and got 5 rocks, boiled them, made sure they was all smooth. And he preached on it that night in Dover, Tennessee. Amen. But if you want to preach about a saint, you preach about David. If you want to preach about a sinner, you can preach about David. If you want to preach about victory, you can preach about David. If you want to preach about failure, you can preach about David. If you want to preach about pride, about humility, about repentance, you can preach about David. Amen. All kind of sermons about David and his life. Much of the word was devoted to the great apostle Paul. And then much of the word was devoted to this man, David. How great was he? Amen. The Bible said he was a man after God's own heart. Amen. Not after his personality, not after his gimmicks, if he had any, not after anything, reputation, none of that. He was after the heart of God. Amen. One thing that David done, amen, that overshadows nearly everything that he did. He killed Goliath. Amen. He took the head of Goliath. He saved his nation. He saved bloodshed. He saved his armies of Israel and his people by doing one thing, killing Goliath. Goliath was raging against Israel, standing on the hillside bragging about, give me a man, give me a man. Amen. David's on the backside of a hill somewhere taking care of his father's sheep, practicing with that slingshot. And David's brother were in need of food. And Jesse said, look, go down, David, and go down there and take your boys, your brothers, some victuals, and take the captain some cheese. Amen. He was trying to get on their good side. Amen. But Saul said, David, look, you're too young. You're not a military boy. Amen. You're too young to kill or fight Goliath. Hallelujah. You see, it's not who you are or what you are or by the world's standards. It don't matter what they say. We don't need the sanction and the approval of this country or of this society. Amen. You don't need a high IQ. You don't need, amen, a 16 years of education. But you do need, amen, to be a vessel under honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, prepared unto every good service. Amen. David went down to take the lunch and to see the battle, but when he got there, he saw his army cowardice. He saw them hiding in caves. He saw them looking out of foxholes. Amen. And verse 26, David said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? Amen. He said in verse 32, thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. Amen. And David was now God qualified to fight. Amen. If our churches don't produce some more Davids to fight the good fight of faith, amen, the Goliaths of this age are going to change our people, change our form of worship, and lead us away from where we came from. Can you say amen? There is nothing personable about David and Goliath. There's nothing personable here at all. Amen. David isn't even a member of the military army. Amen. He has had no official training whatsoever in the battlement like his brothers did. There is no official reason that David ought to be interested even in Goliath and what he is saying. Amen. Goliath, when he speaks, he's talking to Saul. He's talking to the army, amen, and not David. When he's bragging about, let me have somebody to fight me, he's talking to the army and Saul, the king. David could return back to his sheep with his little slingshot, and nobody's going to say anything cowardice about that. David, amen, could go back to his boys that came with him and those that followed, and nobody would say anything. Thing. David and Goliath have never met as far as I can read. But Goliath has threatened David's country. But Goliath has put a threat on the homeland of David. And Goliath has threatened his family and has threatened his way of life. Amen. It's not a personal thing with David, but it is a spiritual thing. Thing with David. Amen. You see, homosexuality is not a threat to me because it's not a personal thing with me. Abortion is a threat. Amen. To me, but not to me personally. Amen. But I might fight the spirit that is unlike God, and I'm going to war against the powers of sin and perversion, and I'm going to come down against the iniquity that ruins our children and ruins our churches, because it affects my country. It affects my church. It affects my way of life. It affects my brothers and my sisters. Can you say amen? There's a lot of things in this world that I have no personal relationship with. Amen. Any more than David had with Goliath. Hallelujah. But I'd rather be in the grave than to be involved in something and some things that have creeped into our churches and creeped among our ministry and got involved with our young people. There are spirits that are loose among the holiness church. There's a spirit of slow compromise. There's a spirit of slow encroachment that is from hell, from the devil, from the world, and it's not a spirit of Christ-mindedness. And it is so slow that some of our preachers have not identified it yet, and it has creeped in, and it's moving so slow that we feel like it's harmless and it can't hurt us, but it's bringing, undermining, and shaking our foundation so slow we don't know we're rocking and we don't know there's trouble in the camp. Amen. We have an obligation and we have a duty to stand against the Bible issues that oppose sin and oppose the devil and oppose the carnality. Can you say amen? It is a threat to God. It is a threat to our families. Can you say amen? David's brothers tried to mock him. They tried to talk him down. They tried to act like he had no business of being there. They made light of his request. Amen. Like David, you need to just go back home, boy. Listen, little brother, you might as well go on back and take care of daddy's sheep. Amen. Like Goliath has done nothing to you. So what are you doing hanging around? You might as well go home before you get hurt. But David said, but he's a threat to our people and he's a threat to our countryside. Oh, hallelujah. I can hear the devil sometimes in my mind talking to preachers across this country. And I know preachers across this country because I'm at a different church every week. Amen. And the devil's saying to some of them, you don't have a personal dealing with this certain issue. So why don't you just leave it alone? And the old devil talks to him and says, you don't have a hang up with it. You don't have a problem with this particular thing. Why don't you just back off of it? Amen. Amen. It's not going to hurt nobody very bad. And the spirit of encroachment, of unidentified carnality that comes in so smooth and slip and slick, we act like it's going to get by. But David said, hey, I've got an answer for all of that. David said the answer of the threat of Goliath is, he said, is there not a cause? When they said go home, David said, wait a minute, is there not a cause going on here? This man is influencing people. This man is trying to override emotions of everybody. This giant, this so-called champion, he's got to be whipped. He's got to be killed. I'm going to cut his head off. I'm going to take it back for a trophy. I'm going to let the world know. I'm going to let the countryside know. I'm going to mount his head and put it in the pits of hell. Can you save him? Oh, I don't have a child in the public school system. Amen. But when this system tells the students, you don't need to pray, you don't need to read your Bible, you don't need to gather around the flag, we don't need any religion here, that's a threat to my country. I said, that's a threat to my nation. That's a threat to this place that God gave us. And the men put their knees
knees, amen, in the eastern soil, amen, on the Chesapeake Bay, and they buried their faces in prayer, the pilgrims, and they built that little church that still stands. They gave their life. Many of them died before they ever got here. There is a cause tonight to lift up the name of the Son of the Living God and to herald the coming of the Lord and to tell the story and to sing the song of truth. Can you say amen? We cannot sit on the sidelines and let things go by that's going on. Amen. And just watch the world system walk on top of us. There's a giant to kill tonight. There's a Saul that's discouraged. He's a king, but he's discouraged. He needs our support to bring him up out of there. There's an army that's in their foxholes. There's an army that's hiding in the caves. It's time to get the church revived again and back on the front lines and say we're not stopping. Can you say amen? There are giants of addiction that's sweeping by us and trying to get among us. We've got adult people in our churches on pain pills and hooked on them. I mean hooked on them. Amen. There are some people, now I've never been one to get real hard on stuff. Amen. But we got folks that's reading non-biblical reading material like more than the Bible. And you see, it's not a sin what they read, but it's so time consuming and zapping, amen, areas of their life. We got preachers, and I've never preached on golf. Amen. There's preachers that do it. There's some that would die if you did it. Amen. Go out in the field. Amen. Step in a cow patty, whatever. Amen. But I want to tell you something. It'll take your time up too much. Anything that takes your time up too much, it's a giant that is slipping in among us and trying to put the brakes on us. Amen. The devil don't care if you run the aisles on Sunday night just so you're dead as a hammer on Monday. Just so you're as cold as crowd on Tuesday. The devil don't care if you jump the pews on Sunday morning just so you don't have any spark in you on Thursday and Friday. And you're living in the dumps and you're living in the mully grub. Get out of it. I said get out of it. There's a giant to kill. Amen. Let me say this. Let me tell you another giant that scares me among our people. Amen. We got people has friendships among the church. Best friends. That's good. But they're getting too close. I said they're getting too close. Oh my. I've already seen it. You can tell if you go revival after revival, every once in a while you'll see that going on. Amen. It's just another giant threatening the strength of our church. Amen. It's another giant where we're getting too close together. There's too much communication. There's too much contact. Amen. Oh God. The familiar spirit begins to get a hold of one another. Amen. And before you know it, we're thinking about them too much on the day and we're working on the job. We're thinking about them here. We're meeting too many times in the week. Amen. When you're 4 and 5 evenings out of a week with somebody and their companion, that's too much friendship. Amen. Because the devil will get his foot in there. The devil will get his slimy hand in there and he's going to make havoc somewhere along the way. Amen. There are giants and are threatening our worship and our church. Praise God. We'll get off of that. I'm so glad I'm Pentecostal. Amen. That third person is such a help. He's a help alongside, paraclete in the Greek, Holy Ghost, help alongside. If I had one hair in my head that wasn't Pentecostal, I'd pluck it out. And I believe me, I don't need to lose any. Amen. But I'd pluck it out, praise God. We need some giant killers that's not afraid to face the devil off and to take a stand. Can Can you say amen? Saul told David, said, listen, boy, you can't go out there and fight Goliath. You're not qualified. You can't do it. Most of us would have quit right there and said, well, the king said we can't go. Might as well go. But see, some folks, they're looking for an excuse. They're looking for a reason not to do the will of God. They don't want to put too much time into it. They're enjoying everything else. Amen. Saul probably said, listen, you're not a warrior. You don't have any equipment. You don't have any sword. And all of this, you're just a boy. But David said, oh, but wait a minute. There was a time when a lion took one of my dad's sheep. Amen. And a bear came along and also did the same thing. He said, I took the lamb out of his mouth and then I smote him. Amen. First, he smote him and then he smote him again. He just beat him up real good. And then he said, well, I ain't done with you. Walk back over there and just smote him again and killed him. Amen. I could see him take that old lion by the chin whiskers and just shake him real good. Amen. Grab that old bear by the claw, take him down like that, put him in a Hap Nelson and squeeze him to death. He told Saul, he said, listen, that bragging Philistine out there, he is no more to me than that bear and that lion. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Now follow me here tonight. The giant is a battle that affects our nation. The giant Goliath is a battle and war that affects our church and our lifestyle. Amen. If we don't take a stand, we're going to lose our real form of godly worship. If we don't take a stand, we're going to lose the way of living and the freedom in America. We must take a stand publicly in this last day. Because the Goliath is the public battle that is a war. And this war is standing for what is right. And this war is over, amen, and zealous with God and praying at our own will, having our church services on the street. If we want to, that's the war with Goliath. It is preaching in our pulpits the unadulterated word of God without fear and favor. Naming sins in our pulpit. That's the battle with Goliath. But the fight with the bear and the lion, that battle was not fought on public stage. That battle was a personal and private matter. The bear and the lion battle and war and fight, it was no witnesses there. There was nothing at stake except David and his life. David was telling Saul, I can fight in public, in arena, for the nation, for the battle of the Lord, and for the church. Because I came here, I've already won my personal battles. I've already whipped the bear. I've already overcome the lion. That's my truth. That's my credentials. That's my way in, praise God. Because that I have done this, I am qualified to fight him. No, I've never practiced with a sword. No, I've never killed nobody with a sword and shield. But I've got a slingshot. They may call me Dennis the Menace. It don't bother me. My brothers may brag about all their learned expertise and expeditions that they have in battle. But all I've got is a slingshot. Oh! But Saul might have said, David, you're not going to take my armor? No. You don't want my shield? No. But what have you got? He could have said, all I've got's the anointing of God, and that's all I need. Hallelujah. Can you save him? I can't come to the pulpit and slay Goliath until I win my personal battles in my prayer room. Amen. Some ask, why are Goliaths of our day walking over us? Why are churches closing down that has a holiness standard? Why are they putting their fires out?
Why is Uriah stealing our children's values? Why is personal holiness not becoming a necessity and an essential among some of our people? Why are they letting loose of it? Amen. I'm here to tell you, there are some preachers that are going through the motions of ministry. Amen. But they've never killed the lion and they've never killed the bear. And all they are is a form of godliness. But they don't have the Holy Ghost and the fire of God like they used to. Amen. Amen. You see, our problem is, in America, everything's handed to us, everything's convenient, everything's nice, everything's, we all got jobs, we all going on. We may lose a job. Wow, there'll be another one. You just get out there and look, you're going to find it. Hey, man, I mean, we got all these conveniences has got a hold of us. But here's our problem. We've never took the initiative to realize the importance of that hillside moment with God like David did. Never seen the significance of that hillside moment that David had. David would have never been able to even carry that bread and cheese down there. Amen. Had he not been the one that said, I'll just do what God wants me to do. Amen. Listen to me. You know that you can whip Goliath only when you have killed the bear and the lion. That is your approval. That is the place. Amen. Some people are fighting a losing battle because they've not got their house in order. There's some people fighting a losing battle, amen, because they still have bitterness. They've still got jealousy. They've still got a spirit against somebody. They've still got a up there. They've still got issues. They've still got the emotional problems of men, and their mentality has been corrupted and erosion has taken over because they've never put that on the altar and they've never nailed it to the wall. They've never got under the flowing blood of Calvary and buried their face in the cross of Jesus. Their own lions are still alive. And their own bears are caged, but they're not dead. And every time they wake up, they see that caged bear. He's still there. You've got him limited. You've got him placed where he's not making a lot of harm. But you see, that's the problem. We will stop the major thing, but we let the little eat us up. And all of a sudden we lose our fear of God. You're the bear. You're caged. Amen. But then I lose fear of God. And then that claw comes out and grabs me and works me over. I get away. I get away for a while and I get mad. I get upset. I'll go pray my Polly Warner Cracker prayer for 5 minutes. And then I'll go back to my normal life. All I am is a mechanical mannequin Christian, going here and going there. I'm raising my hands when the preacher says, I'm standing when the preacher says, I'm coming to church about half the time. I'll come to revival 4 out of 7 nights. Amen. But the bear is still alive, and the lion is in the distant roaring. And every time he roars, I cringe inside, because I know I've not got it nailed. I've not got it on the altar. I've not got it killed. And oh, God, we've got to get it killed. We'll never whip Goliath. You'll never take him down. You'll never slay the giant till you get that bear and lion in its place. And you know what his place is? Dead. Amen. We're getting so mechanical in our lives. We're getting so mechanical in our services. Amen.
Goliath is no problem. You say, but oh, he roars at my life. Goliath's no problem when you kill the bear and you kill the lion.
You'll get down there and you'll see the whole church afraid.
But God's going to use you to kill him. And when you see all the animosity, the fear, and all the problems that take on in the general church of holiness, you won't let that affect you when you got a mission from the message of the Master. Amen. Because all these things around us, we can't let it get to us. Because God has sent us to do something. Can I tell you tonight that God is with us? I'm not negative tonight. I'm positive. God is with us. We are the dwelling place of the mighty God. Amen. God's the one that spoke the worlds into their place. He's the one, amen, that has no equal nor superior. He's the one that the Bible said no one can stay his hand. He's the one that fills the universe. He's the one, amen, that is before all things. And by him all things consist. He's the one that is everything that was made by him. And without him, there was anything made that was made. He flung the worlds into existence. He took a mud ball and called it earth and flipped it out there. Amen. He causes the sun to shine and the moon to reflect and to give us light by night. David knew that God. That's why he could sing songs and write poetry. That's why God was with him. He was a man of God for the time. Amen. He knew God would take care of him. He knew the battle was not personal. He knew the battle was God's. And when you realize that, there ain't enough devils out of hell on earth that can stop somebody that's got their mind made up and their foot on the rock. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Let's stand up and praise him tonight. Oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh God. You're going through something tonight that you don't want nobody to know about. You're going through something tonight that you don't want to talk about. Amen. My handkerchief. Amen. You're going through something tonight and you don't know how to handle it. You don't know what's going to happen. You say, Brother Bolin, I'm just a human being. So am I. But I want to tell you something. You can make it. You can overcome. You can win this. David never lost. Stephen died, but he died preaching. And he died seeing Jesus at the right hand of the Father. Let's raise our hands and praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Because this mountain, the highest one I've ever had to climb, and these burdens I carry are greater this time. And it seems I'm depending on you more and more. Lord, I need you like never. Like never before. Lord, I need your spirit. I need your power. Like never before.
Oh, yes.
I know I can make it. If only you will help me. Lord, I need you. Like never before.
Because this mountain, the highest one I've ever had to climb,
and these burdens I carry are greater this time. And it seems
probably in the last few months, 6 months.